Hello and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. I am your aforementioned Spooky Chris, and I welcome you. It is a huge honor today to be welcoming actress and author and creative Felicia Day to the podcast. Fans will know Felicia Day from any one of a number of projects she's worked on over the years, from her work on Supernatural, the reboot of Mystery Science Theater, and the classic Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. She also penned the graphic novel Daughter of Sparta, which tells the story of Philino. Currently, Day and the rest of the cast of the beloved web series The Guild are on the verge of launching a Kickstarter campaign to mark its 20th anniversary. When fully funded, this will allow them to make a feature-length film of The Guild that will pick up the story of these online role players as they navigate a real world that isn't half as cool as the ones they play online. The Kickstarter will go live on July 20th and can be found at kickstarter.com/projects/Felicia Day/Watch the Guild. Or you can sign up at watchtheguild.com, and that'll let you get updates and sign up to know when the Kickstarter gets rolling. And finally, you can catch up on The Guild, which is just a fantastic show. You know, for those that may not have caught it the first time, it's a great show about these online role playing you know, game players and coming together and meeting one another, and when they decide to connect in real life, it's kind of about that gap in what you expect and what you find in the friendship that lies therein. It's a great show, and you can find it on YouTube, youtube.com/theguild. Finally, let's get to it. I want to welcome Felicia Day to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today, Felicia. How are you?
I am frenzied, but excellent.
That's good to hear. I can't imagine why you would be so frenzied.
Boy. It's a lot happening in my world. And, you know, the problem I've learned, my brain does not do 25 tasks that are unrelated to each other at the same time very well. That is what I'm learning. I think I'm giving myself ADD, or at least exacerbating my pre-existing condition. But it's all good, man. Cannot complain.
Right on. Now I'll just dive right in. I know you, time is precious.
I'm just so happy to be here talking about something I care about. I will, I'm really privileged. So thanks.
Well, thank you. So with the 20th anniversary of the Guild coming up, what is it like looking back at it?
Well, it is a long journey, and yet it doesn't feel that long ago. I don't know how to describe it. You think that when you're like 18 or whatever, you think about 40, you're like, oh, so old, but I don't feel any different. I don't really feel like there are some physical things that I'm dealing with that are like annoying, but at the same time, my brain is still there. I'm still as creative and excited about inventing things, making cool stuff. Like, honestly, it's weird to have the number there and not feel the number. Is that strange?
No, not at all. That's a good thing, because that means that it's a good part of your life. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, what was the original idea behind it?
Well, The Guild was a web series that came out of my addiction to World of Warcraft. I was really addicted to the game in like 2005, 2006 when it first came out. And this was a time when like just the internet was forming. It was very nascent. YouTube just started, I think, at the end of 2005 or 2006, actually. And so the idea of making videos, even watching videos, was very bizarre and new and fresh and weird. And I remember, you know, sharing some things with people who I rated with, like, oh, it's a video. How cool. So it was so early. I was trying to shake my World of Warcraft addiction. And so I wrote a half-hour TV show about people who play online games. But it was so early that no one in Hollywood understood gamers at all. And they certainly didn't understand online gaming. I had one person ask, well, how do you talk to each other on the computer? Like, it was that early. But, you know, my co-producer, Kim Evey, who was also my sketchwriting teacher at the time, said, hey, I've been doing my sketches and uploading to this new platform, YouTube. And guess what? It's good. It's gonna be great. Like, let's do it just ourselves and upload it. We really were trying to just prove ourselves to Hollywood. And but when the first time I saw a comment on a video, I was just like, oh, that's what I want to do. I care about people who care about me, not people I'm always begging to like me. And that was it. And so we did 6 seasons, to tremendous success. And then I left, I left the show. I ended it in 2012. And because of the anniversary coming up, I was like, I have to do something big to celebrate this legacy.
That is amazing. And speaking of the legacy, it's not often that a property, kind of has is so beloved after 20 years. So many of these things just kind of get forgotten or shuffled aside. Why do you think it is still in people's hearts and minds?
From what I hear, a lot of people watch the show in a formative time of their life. Content had really been made. There's some like red versus blue. There were some like little pops of nerddom, but it was nothing like it is today. People didn't where people sort of adopt their personality. It seems to be more sticky. We lasted a long time. Like most TV shows don't make it 6 years. And I'm still around. I still do stuff, just not on as big a level. This is the biggest thing I've done in many, many years. And it's challenging, but also like really exciting. Like I remember why I do this. It's the excitement of will people like it? Who knows? But knock on wood, we've had amazing reception, and hopefully we'll continue to have a great reception for the Kickstarter for the reunion movie.
Absolutely. I don't doubt that for a moment. Now, was it the anniversary that really kind of made you want to bring it back, or was it just kind of missing doing this again?
Yeah, I kind of want to just make a statement, that I still exist. The show is still here, and it deserves to be celebrated. I was playing a lot of online games with my cast members during COVID, and that connection between us really reminded me of how much I miss them and telling stories with them. And then the real clincher was when I got a call from a Hollywood producer who was like, "Oh, we'd love to explore doing the Guild." And I was so excited until I heard that they wanted to reboot it with younger actors. And I got so angry, Chris. I was just like, no, guess what? I'm making a movie. You can't fire me from my own show. Okay? So I think just that nostalgia, joy of creation with my friends, and spite and anger, that's what's led us here to today.
Mean, that's good though, because you and I both know, and everyone knows what it would look like were they try to reboot it. Like, it would be the stereotype of the worst
Exactly.
case scenario.
It would be everything I hate. And believe me, I've written a lot of pilots and development and pitched everything to Hollywood over the years. Part of me always wanted to kind of be accepted by them and actually have a budget. And I think that was kind of the last straw. Like, I just like, I don't need this anymore. I don't need to be beg. I don't need to beg to be accepted by this industry anymore. I just want to say one last piece, have the fans and me prove that we still got it, and then I'll do whatever the hell I want. So yeah, no, that's the plan. Hopefully we get enough to actually have a budget on this movie and make something really cool, because the script is great.
I mean, it's neat that it feels like this is a perfect time, because without being kind of funded by fans and kind of with passion, it feels like this is something that wouldn't work in any way. Like,
No.
it really it feels so, like, again, trying to reboot it with younger people, just it's clear they don't get it and don't
Yeah.
get that kind of culture. So this is
Well,
great.
there's plenty of, I mean, as you know, there are plenty of gamers my age. Like, it's not like gamers aren't old, middle aged. Like, we're all here still playing games, and that's the disconnect. Because and honestly, like I tell my daughter, everybody's not for everybody. And it was a really nice lesson to just transfer that to my own life, where 20 years I've been trying to be like, well, maybe they'll like this idea, maybe they'll like this one, and you can exist without that need to be accepted by them. And it's so liberating.
Can you tell me about the Kickstarter? It's starting in just a few days now. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. Whenever you're uploading this, if it's after the July 20th, then we've already launched. If it's before, we are about to launch. And it has been such a big project. The only time I've ever worked this hard and coordinated this many things at the same time is when I launched Geek & Sundry, my company, in 2012. I love doing things that are innovative that people haven't been doing before. I just love, I love being first. I love doing things differently, and that's exactly what we're doing with this Kickstarter. We're the number one followed movie on Kickstarter in history,
That's
which is very
amazing.
exciting. And so I'm really hoping that we achieve what we need to achieve to make the biggest blowout movie ever. I promise all the money will go to the screen. We're going to be making stuff with people's pledges. We are offering so many more things, and I don't want to give anything away about the movie or what we're offering, but I just know that when you click on that page on Monday, the 20th, you are going to be delighted and hopefully want to support in as many ways as possible.
That is awesome. So, and I'm going to say when, because I know it will be successful. When it's successful, what's the plan moving forward? Do you have things kind of ready to start going, or what comes next?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a producer on board who's been prepping as much as we can, not knowing exactly how much budget we'll have. And, there's a lot of things up in the air. What size movie we could do, where we could shoot. All these things are budgetary. So, but we do have some key people like breaking down the script. I do have some actors who are reading scripts. We're trying to shoot by the end of the year. It might not be possible due to just all the logistics of the Kickstarter. But again, we're going to do our best. I know that I've done everything I can up until now. I put my heart and soul and everything on the line, and I'm really excited to see if people want to see this movie or not, and to what extent. Like how cool can we be?
Now it's interesting to note kind of how kind of the greater culture has changed since the Guild first came out. Like back then, people doing role playing and all of that was very, outside of the norm. But it seems like things have changed, and I don't know if it's become more accepted or more people do it now, but why do you think that is?
I mean, I think the internet, was nerds first, right? I was on there so early, and I think people who probably self-describe them as geeks and nerds were probably the people who were on these platforms early, establishing how we would interact with each other forever, inventing the companies, establishing the norms, and everybody moved online, right? And I, of course, it's expanded so much over the years, but what's wonderful is that I think that sort of conversion led more people than might be in offline world to these hobbies that bring people together around these subjects like anime and D&D and gaming and all this stuff. So I think it's just, consumer behavior, fan behavior, being able to meet people easier online and offline around these subjects. I think it's just allowed everything to flourish, and it's just so wonderful to see because that just means more people love what I love, and that's what I love in my own heart.
Well, I'm sure I'm sure it shows like the guild help and being able to watch people online playing and seeing that
Yeah.
it's not what the old stereotypes were and people are having fun and these can be very fun campaigns and it's not
Yeah.
always serious and always very dour.
Yes.
I'm
I've
sure
always
that
wanted
plays
to
in.
add levity, and my whole philosophy with everything I've ever produced or made is that I want to open a door to.
Awesome. Now I've got to ask, what is a great entry-level role-playing game that if someone was interested in it, that you would recommend?
Oh, it's so hard to not recommend D&D only because, yes, it has technical aspects of it that are difficult, but I feel like it's the easiest way to figure out the conventions of the games and the system, stats, all of it. I think there's ways, like I used I think it was Heroes Quest G for my daughter at first, and now she's addicted to D&D. She loves it. She goes to camp every week this summer. She's like, "I want to go to D&D, Mama." And I'm like, "Great. She wants to be a DM. That's her dream." And she's 9 years old and reading like Ravenloft. I'm like, "Okay, man, you read whatever you want." So it's really beautiful to see that door being opened to the communal storytelling that we have when we're around a table. I mean, D&D was something I loved way before I started making content around it at Geek & Sundry. And I just feel like it's the universal language, for better or for worse. There are so many wonderful independent smaller RPGs out there, but I just have to say you got to try D&D once.
Awesome. What are some of your favorites outside D&D?
Oh yeah, so I mean, there's a Jane Austen one that's really good.
Holy cow.
Good Society. Let me see. I'm gonna go back to my shelf of awesome is right here. Let's see what I got. I got, ooh, boy. Oh yeah, oh my gosh. Here, that I played in a Jane Austen RPG. So fun. I just bought this Stew Pot Travel Tales from a Fantasy Tavern, which is so fun because it's just very simple, like improv games set in a fantasy tavern. I can't wait to play that with my daughter. She just is always like, when I bring it up, no, let's play D&D, Mama. And we actually did this on the Fate Core system. We did that on tabletop back when I was producing that show. And it was really fun because, again, it's a little more freeform. It has fewer technical barriers to entry. It's really about that role playing. And we had so many good performers on that show. I urge you to go check it out to see if it's for you. And it's pretty simple. I understand there's tons out there. There was one about, I just was perusing one about a vampire killing a bunch of Nazis. I cannot remember it, but it was so good. They're just a lot. They're just a lot out there. And again, I just don't have the time to explore them all with my friends anymore. But I get them when I'm at, you know, a convention or at a friendly local game store. I'll just pick it up like, oh, I want to read that. And I'll just read the mechanics and be like, oh, one day when my daughter's old enough, I'll be able to play this. But instead, I'm just going to read the rule set and just be like, oh, this is a cool world.
Have you ever thought about making a guild game?
I have. Yeah, I have. You know, I wouldn't rule it out.
That's awesome. Now for people that just start discovering Guild, like, you know, right now, like, basically, wonder, what's this? What do you hope they come away from it with?
Yeah, you can go watch all the old episodes on our YouTube channel. They're all up there for free. Watch the Guild. Season one, I just approached that with the fact that we did it for $300, and then we finished the season with PayPal donations on our website that I put up randomly. It was before Kickstarter was invented, and we actually crowdfunded the rest of the season one. So that is a story that is really full circle, because using Kickstarter now to do the movie just is like the most appropriate thing in the world. The fans have always helped us be alive, and it's just, I would never want to fool with that. And yeah, I just hope that not only do you feel seen as a nerd or a geek or a gamer, because I really wrote it as a love letter to authenticity in this genre, but also just, you know, that your creativity matters. And there's so many ways nowadays to put your creativity into the world that don't cost a lot of money. I would urge you, creativity is self-care. So you getting your voice out there is important for you, and important for even if it's one other person you touch. You're getting out of your body, you're expressing yourself, you're making, and like, it's worth it. It's worth the time and sometimes the agony to do whatever it is that you're drawn to in that world.
That's amazing. Now, finally, how can folks, you know, help get the movie funded and keep up to date on the project's progress?
Yeah. So if you go to watchtheguild.com and sign up before the 20th, you will get a free pin if you later back. So you can only get that pin if you sign up early. So go there if you're listening to this before the 20th. And after the 20th, just go straight to the Kickstarter page, or watchtheguild.com will send you over to the Kickstarter page to pledge. We're really excited. There's so much stuff that we have to unveil, and I'm really hoping that people respond to it as well as I do as a fan.
I have no doubt in my mind that's going to be – I'm anxious to see how successful, because I think it's going to – I think it's going to blow the roof off. So I think it's going to be great. So
we just need, well, movies are really expensive. So again, we need a lot of money for a movie, but I hope people understand. I think audience is pretty savvy. They know that, you know, no matter how much we raise, it's only like the craft service budget of an actual TV show.
Well, I can't thank you enough for making a little bit of time for me. And I
oh, no worries.
I look forward to where this goes and wish this all the success in the world.
Well, thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it. That means a lot. And thank you for providing a platform to just say hi to your audience. Hey, audience.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. You take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I want to thank Felicia Day one last time. That was awesome. It's great to hear that they're doing this. The Guild, as I mentioned, is just a fantastic show. I remember watching it when it first came out. And it's a great show. And it truly is such a great representation of people who role play and love role playing. I've known a lot of role players through the years, and it's nice that the stereotype doesn't hold as it used to. And the Guild, I has to be part of that, showing like really just real people enjoying themselves and their friendship through role playing. The Kickstarter goes live on July 20th. It's going to be great. You can watch all the episodes at youtube.com/theguild and watchtheguild.com to get all of the updates and to sign up for the Kickstarter. And this is going to be great. And again, I am the Spooky Chris. I'm Chris Ringler. You can find all of my stuff at spookychris.com. All of my books, all of my podcasts, everything else is there. And you can find my podcast on your least favorite podcasting app. And I thank you for coming along.